Well, we received notification of both probably within just a couple of days of each other. It all started about two and a half weeks ago.
Could you tell me a little more about the nature of canine parvovirus?
Well, canine parvovirus is a virus that affects dogs. Mostly it can affect other wild canines, but we're mostly concerned about domestic animals, and dogs are the only ones that are affected. It primarily affects puppies because they're, you know, at a younger age, they have underdeveloped immune systems, and they remain very susceptible to the disease. But even older dogs up to a couple of years old, if they're not vaccinated, would be susceptible.
So what are some of the signs and symptoms of canine parvovirus that pet owners should be looking out for?
The virus, it's transmitted through fecal-oral route. So any dog that becomes infected through exposure to or consumption of infected materials, they usually wind up with a gastrointestinal problems, and which relates to vomiting and diarrhea, and it really just zaps their energy. So the any dog affected will wind up being pretty lethargic on top of that.
Is this a disease that can spread very quickly? When you say outbreak, how many cases has the state been notified of so far?
Well, with between the two outbreaks, the one in Berkshire County and the one that we've recognized in Worcester County, we've had between 25 and 30 dogs affected. I'm not sure if it's growing at this point or if getting the word out has allowed people to be a little more cautious about their exposures. But the incubation period for the disease is somewhere between 3 and 7 days and can be as long as 2 weeks. So when we have a cluster of cases, we get concerned that that may have caused a significant number of further exposures, and we'll be looking for additional sick dogs over the next week or two.
So what's the best way that a pet owner can protect their animals from contracting the disease?
Well, as with many diseases that we deal with, there are effective vaccines available. So we advise dog owners to check with their veterinarian to make sure that their animals are protected. Puppies would frequently get a series of vaccinations, usually as early as 6 to 8 weeks would be the first one, and they would probably get a couple of more vaccines in that series up until the time they're about 4 months of age. Older dogs may only need an annual booster, but the key would be to check in with your veterinarian to make sure that the dog has received some shots and would remain protected.
Is it possible that this disease can spread through vectors such as mosquitoes?
No, this isn't a disease that would be transmitted by insects or, you know, mosquitoes or ticks or anything like that. It's unfortunately, it's a pretty hardy virus and can last in the environment for several months. So if an infected dog has, you know, gone to the bathroom in an area that even after a rain or something, if the feces are washed away, there can still be infectious material there that can expose the next dog. So that's why the vaccinations are so important.
Is there any more advice that you could give to pet owners in Berkshire County or Worcester County, any area where the disease has been detected?
I think the best thing to do is simply suggest that owners have a good relationship with their veterinarian and make sure that the diseases of concern in the areas where they live are addressed through the appropriate vaccinations that are available.